Last month in Paris, world leaders reached an historic agreement that provides concrete framework to reduce carbon emissions. This was an important first step, but we're a long way off from claiming victory in the fight for our future and for the survival of our planet. The Paris Agreement was a call to action, but it is now up to all of us to build this progress with ingenuity and a commitment to change. Together we are fighting to preserve our fragile climate from irreversible damage and devastation of unthinkable proportions. I've been traveling recently all over the world for a documentary about how this crisis is changing the natural balance of our planet. In Greenland and in the Arctic, I was astonished to see that ancient glaciers are rapidly disappearing, well ahead of scientific models. In India, I met farmers who have seen their crops, their very livelihood, literally washed away by historic flooding. There's no doubt to the world scientific community that this is a direct result of human activity, and the effects of climate change will become astronomically worse in the future. Last week, President Obama told those who continue to deny the irrefutable science behind climate change that they will find themselves increasingly lonely in a swell of voices calling for action. But studies also show us that those who deny the reality of climate change will also find themselves less economically successful. We simply cannot afford to allow the corporate greed of the coal, oil, and gas industries to determine the future of humanity. Those entities with a financial interest in preserving this destructive system have denied and even covered up the evidence of our changing climate. Enough is enough. You know better. The world knows better. History will place the blame for this devastation squarely at their feet. Our planet cannot be saved unless we leave fossil fuels in the ground where they belong. 20 years ago, we described this problem as an addiction. Today, we possess the means to end this reliance. Professor Mark Jacobson and a team of researchers at Stanford University have proven that we can meet the world's total energy demand by using existing renewable technology by 2050. To make that potential a reality, we need the collective will and conviction of political, business, and philanthropic leaders like all of you. This transition is not only the right thing for our world, it makes clear economic sense and it is possible within our lifetime. A shift of this magnitude will save nearly $42 trillion in global energy costs while creating 20 million new jobs. Over the last several years, organizations and individuals worth $3.8 trillion have already committed to divest their fossil fuel holdings and replace them with new investments in clean renewable energy projects. And leaders like Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg, Jeff Bezos have already pledged to help build a zero emissions future. I ask you to join them, because if we all do our part and act with bold leadership, we can achieve major meaningful progress. It is not only an inevitable transition, it is also imperative for the future of our planet.